Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here for 21 and a half years. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Archie Chankute. He's our trust mentor. He's the author of Built on Trust. He's the leader of LearningCenter.net. I encourage you to go there, check it out. You'll thank me later. Archie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about trust, folks. We're talking about the role of leadership, the top people in the company. What is their role of leadership? Can they just assume that because they're thinking in a trustworthy way that they behave trustworthy, that in a trusting way that and they understand trust that is happening in the company? I don't think you can assume that, folks. I think we can't, as the leaders of our company, Archie, we can't assume a laissez-faire about trust, can we? We have to be proactive, right?
No, that's right. You can't assume they know more about trust. They may know more about business, but that you can't assume they know more about trust. I mean, at least judging from our experience teaching trust in the graduate school of business schools, you know, like the so-called elite and so forth. So no, you can't assume that. So if leadership is not doing it, leadership must, first of all, here's what the leadership needs to do. They need to recognize the problem. They need to recognize they're part of the problem, at least by omission. And then they need to get people together. There are a few steps. First, people need to communicate. Second, they need to recognize, they have to prepare what we call recognize their own participation in the problem, et cetera. The list I talked before the last break.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to reach closure. And leadership is critical for this. What are you trying to close on? How do you get to it? Who's going to do what by when? What promises can be kept? And so forth. And then they need to be followed, of course, carefully. This is leadership's job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if leadership isn't doing their job, and if they become invested in them versus us, then there's a problem that the rank and file, or middle leadership, has to take over, and this can be done. I mean, you mentioned politics nationwide in America, and I agree. I recently had an experience. I went to a reunion, a family reunion, in a state very far from where I am now, with people that I love very much, but I know disagree with me
mm-hmm.
on some policy, some
mm-hmm.
national policy. I was a little bit nervous about going there. You know, you don't want to get into it. But here it happens. All we did was talk. All we did was talk, and it was wonderful.
Yep.
It didn't matter that we disagreed. What mattered was we saw what we had in common. We reminded ourselves.
That's intellectual honesty. That's intellectual honesty. You have respect enough for the other person that if you had to, you could defend their position with somebody else.
That's right. And so
without feeling like you had lost, and with intellectual honesty, that there is no sense of loss.
That's exactly right. That's actually a brilliant observation. You don't have to lose, and you remind each other and yourself what's at stake, what you have in common, what's important, and the other disagreements, they become subordinate to that. That's what we need as a nation.
Yep.
We need that.
We've lost intellectual honesty, and I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where we've lost it. But I know one thing: when we turned politics into some kind of a weapon, when we weaponized it, and we started calling names, and it hadn't just happened in the last two or three years. It's been going on for a few decades, and it's on both sides of the aisle. When you've got that kind of a cynical situation, the erosion of intellectual honesty. If we could get that back into our world, into our national fabric, and we could somehow get debate and intellectual honesty back into the fabric of our society, I think we could turn things around. If we don't, Archie, I think we're in trouble. What do you think?
We are for sure. We're sure, and we can't. What Learning Center says is, money is in the conflict. The opportunity is in the conflict. It has to be harvested. Nobody's going to pick it up for you, but it's there to be picked up.
Right.
Pick up the phone. Talk to somebody. Listen.
And it ought to be low hanging fruit. LearningCenter.net. Archie, thanks again for being here. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Well, my pleasure, Jim. Thanks so much.
Archie Giancute, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.